The holidays are all about sharing with family. Meals, couches, stories, grandma's secret pecan pie recipe. And now, you can also share a cart with Instacart's family carts. Everyone can add what they want to one group cart from wherever they are. So you don't have to go from room to room to find out who wants cranberry sauce, or who should get mini marshmallows for the yams, or collecting votes for sugar cookies versus shortbread. Just share a cart and then share the meals and the moments. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Big opportunity for some folks looking to make a little extra money for the holidays.
Well, jump on it, Tonto.
And getting a job like this back in the day, it was not an easy thing to do.
No.
A lot of people wanted them.
Yeah.
Doesn't seem like that anymore.
Yeah.
So are the new money-making gigs the easier way to go? Or does an actual job give you the best chance at cashing in with what you need this holiday season?
Mm.
You're hanging out in the break room, Rochester's Classic Rock, 96.5, WCMF. Tommy?
Yeah.
Over the weekend, Eastview Mall held an event looking for people who wanted seasonal jobs.
So the holiday stuff.
Can you believe? Yeah, we're almost at Christmas time.
Yeah.
And according to 13WHAM, a lot of stores in Eastview Mall are looking for help.
They're short on help.
You got it.
Nobody wants to work anymore.
By the way, if you're interested and you missed it, don't worry. You can go to eastviewmall.com. They have a link where you can apply and like talk to people. And Tommy, this used to be the only way to make a little extra cash during the holidays.
Yeah, the side hustle.
Yeah. But now you have all kinds of things in what they call the gig economy you can do to make some scratch, right? But I asked this question, and I asked of the folks that have done both of these things. Did you ever have a seasonal job?
No.
Oh, look at you. I worked at Kaufman's. Kimmy, did you ever have a seasonal job?
I mean, as a kid, I worked like, well, I kind of have a seasonal job now.
Oh, you're right, doing hockey.
Yeah.
Okay. Wow.
Is working Uber, Instacart, DoorDash, stuff like that, a better situation than the traditional holiday part-time job? 252-WCMF, 252-9263. Because there are plus and minuses to both, Tommy. The best part about the hustle gig, like Uber and stuff like that, you make your own hours.
Yeah. It's your schedule.
Yep, you got it. And you're not obligated for a certain amount of hours,
And you're also by your, like that Uber thing, you don't have a boss breathing down your throat. You have to deal with coworkers. I mean, obviously you got to pick asses up, but still.
Well, I mean, if you do Instacart, you don't have to talk to anybody.
Oh, that's true. Yeah, you know, you're
just
right.
A delivery system,
I mean, like, if you have
Dairy, don't talk back.
If you have a legit...
But you're lactose intolerant.
If you have a legit part-time job, let's say JCPenney's, right? Mm. You're locked into when you have to work.
Yeah.
If you have a rough day at your 9-to-5, your kid gets sick, your aunt comes to town, you got to be there.
And most of the time, you're going to be working weekends.
Yeah, you're right. And like the hours, nobody else wants to be there, nights and weekends.
Mm-hmm.
But there are also benefits to the part-time seasonal job. You will have guaranteed income.
Mm-hmm.
If you work 4 hours, you are getting paid a cent about for 4 hours. And with these gig economy jobs, work isn't always guaranteed.
Okay.
You are at the mercy of tips. Is that still an issue for folks that drive Uber and do Instacart? Or
the tip?
Yeah, DoorDash. Like, is the work consistent enough where it is worth it every time you flip your phone on to go to work?
Mm.
Kimmy, if you had to make a choice right now, are you driving an Uber or something like that, or are you getting a part-time job at like JCPenney?
Well, so I was just thinking about it, and I know people that will get those seasonal jobs to do their Christmas shopping because they're also looking for an employee discount at a lot of those types of places. So they're kind of like killing two birds with one stone.
Okay.
You know?
All right.
So I feel like maybe that seasonal job could benefit you more than like doing Uber, even though you have your own schedule, but the seasonal thing you may be getting more benefits with.
So you're saying being locked into a schedule with the discount,
that might be worth it more.
Right.
No, you don't care about discounts. You're the most like throw money away.
I don't want to buy gifts. So I'm not busting my ass to give you a gift. So
well,
I'm taking
not just
the Uber.
Gifts, but you also get a if it's a product or company that you like and already shop at.
He doesn't care. He's just buying it.
Yeah,
he bought Japanese socks for God's sakes.
They don't sell those at Penny's. No, I would take the side hustle.
Only to control your own schedule.
Yeah, and it's vast of what you could do.
Well, I mean, I guess it depends on where you live, right?
Because you live in a big city,
Well, I'm talking about like here in the greater Rochester area even. Like if you're out in Fairport on a Saturday night, I'm sure maybe there's rides to be given, right? Back and forth.
And you're hauling skanks home all night.
If living in Scottsville or Hilton.
Wait, now, is Scottsville skank?
No, I have to travel to even have the opportunity to make money. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm.
But you get to spend a little time by yourself out of the house.
Okay.
That's also kind of nice.
Yeah. A little wear and tear on your car, though,
it's
too.
It's the most old man. Yo, she's right about that.
Yeah. I mean, you got to think about that.
Have you thought about the wear and tear, the cost of a tire rotation? 252 WCMF, as we talk about this holiday job fair that happened over the weekend, folks that are looking for seasonal work at Eastview Mall, we're trying to debate the merits of the gig economy jobs like Uber, Instacart, things like that, versus the straight up traditional holiday jobs, your JCPenney's, your Macy's, whatever. What do seasonal jobs pay now? Because, like, one of the worst things about getting a seasonal part-time gig before the economy, or before the gig economy, that job paid nothing.
Yeah.
A lot of people wanted
to work a lot of hours for it to be worth it.
Exactly.
The only one it ever paid was UPS, I remember, back in the day.
Oh, did that pay well?
Yeah.
I didn't even think about UPS.
Oh, UPS used to, but like I don't even know now that they have enough drivers where they don't do that anymore.
I would think they would have the opposite problem.
Yeah.
Maybe.
Right? You would need more. But, like, I remember I worked at Kaufman's during Christmas time, and it was the most minimum of minimum wage, and they were always like, you're lucky to have the job. Like, it was like a hiring event where, like, I was in line with, like, 300 people.
And
so is that
also
even worth it, then?
Well, I mean, I needed the money, so it was worth it, but it's
And depending on what you're doing there, I mean, you're also maybe getting, like, the worst of the worst in human beings.
Yeah.
So it's like,
you're the bottom.
Yeah, so, I mean, if you have a thick skin and that doesn't bother you, that's great, but I think that I don't know if that's worth it.
Look, I don't care how thick your skin is, man.
There are some people that cut deep.
You're just dealing with the public.
Look, I got a thick skin. You know I got a thick skin.
Oh, yeah.
There were nights where I was working that job.
You just felt like going home. You didn't feel good about yourself.
I got spit on by somebody.
No.
I told you this story.
No, that was the comedy club.
I didn't tell you the story?
I don't remember.
You got spit on?
You got spit on.
It was like 10 o'clock at night. This person was like absolutely insane.
Woman or man? Lady spit or man spit?
I don't know.
Okay.
And I'm being serious when I say
mystery spit.
So this person comes up and they're trying to make a return at like 10 o'clock at night. And the girl that I'm working with in the sportswear department at Kaufman's at the time, she can't give her the return, right? Or him the return, whoever it was. So I'm like standing there and they're yelling at each other. And I go, oh, here, let me just take that. And the person spit on me.
Ah.
And then ran out the door. And the girl started crying. The woman I was working with, everyone rushed over to her. And I'm sitting there with spit on me. Now, luckily, it didn't get anywhere. It just landed on my shirt, so I didn't have to, like, go to, like, the hospital or anything like that. But they let her go home. I had to finish working.
Well, a low man gets the spit.
Well, she's crying. I got spit on
me. Yeah, that would gross. Somebody spits on me, I'm done.
But then again, that's a one thing that happened. So
maybe that's enough.
It was not fun. But then again, I also know that, I don't know, like those nights, you bring up Uber and Instacart and being alone.
Yeah.
If you're doing that a lot, it can also get lonely.
It could, but remember, I'd rather be lonely than annoyed.
Okay.
I'll take that anytime.
Yeah, but like the one
good loneliness is just a passing feeling.
Man.
You know, annoying sticks to you like oatmeal.
The one good thing about those traditional holiday jobs is the hours always move fast because there's always so much happening.
Busy. Yeah, it's chaotic.
Busy.
Yeah.
Whereas, like, with a gig economy job, maybe not. You also get all that great mall food on your dinner break.
Oh, look at that.
I had so much Chinese food. And they get to know you, so you're like, they give you that look like, hey, okay. They give you a little more. But they always do like this side.
You're regular.
There's like there's a noise from the guy who does the Chinese food, like, you're getting more because I like you.
And a little nod.
And it goes, hey. You were going to say something, Kimmy. I'm sorry.
No, it was just you get a little extra.
It was great.
Yeah.
252 WCMF. We got Facebook messages coming in. You can always get us at WCMF or the Break Room Facebook page. Bob writes, the Uber-like job is better because there won't be embarrassing moments where someone from your day job or your friends see you working a part-time job.
Well, no, that's not true. If you're Uber or Uber Eats, you could run into people, you know.
You're right.
Yeah.
You could pick them up or be dropping the chow off.
Yeah.
What's the difference?
Why is that embarrassing, though? Why would that be embarrassing?
Well, like if you ran into somebody that had a job doing that?
You can't even say it without laughing. Why are you laughing right now?
Because you and I are guilty of this.
No, I mean, I'm not going to judge somebody.
Oh, my God.
What?
The kid that pulled up over here that we knew, two different comics, dropped people off here.
It's a different story.
That we laughed at.
It is a different
One
story.
One tried to sell you cigarettes out of his trunk.
And it was a good deal. And it was a good deal.
And we laughed.
Okay, I didn't expect that.
Well, that's the way it normally goes.
Yeah, no, but I'm saying
you don't expect any of this.
No, but I'm saying it's different if you're like if you have a holiday job. Like I wouldn't if I have a buddy of mine, I know people that do this. But I don't judge them for it.
But let's say you have a smug-ass dick buddy.
Oh.
And he's doing this
game. Who could that be?
Okay, yes.
Many people. You'd laugh at him.
No, I mean, it would be satisfying.
We also ran into another guy that had a driving gig.
Driving gig.
And you couldn't wait to get back here. He said he was driving back and forth, downstate, back up.
Oh, yeah, I do.
Saying how good he was doing.
You want to talk about the smuggest of smugs.
So that's three people off the top of my head I know that we marked.
But this is a different scenario.
I understand.
No, you don't. You just want to be a dick.
Yeah, but if I knew a kid.
God, I hope you're going to drive Uber one day. If you ever start driving Uber, I'm just going to sit in my house and keep ordering Ubers till the moment you turn on my driveway and then cancel it. Do it again, because you're stupid enough.
Going to crush your rating.
A new one, right around the corner.
Yeah, I won't give you a good rating.
Zero stars.
I'm confident he doesn't know how it works. Kimmy, would it be embarrassing? Would you be embarrassed if you had to do a job like this and somebody else you worked with saw you?
I mean, probably. I feel like even if you weren't really embarrassed, you would feel like you have to explain why you're doing it. You know?
Okay. But around Christmas time, isn't it already like...
It is. I mean, like you said, it's not... It all makes sense.
No
but
shame
I'd still,
it.
Like, if I saw somebody...
You literally just said there is shame in it over and over
again. Only if you're a dick.
I would feel the need to, like, explain why I'm here. I don't know. It's just... It would be, like, a weird nervous habit.
Just make up a good lie.
No, you don't even have to lie.
You can't lie. What are you going to lie about? Need a heart transplant?
Well, something medical that you're paying for.
Okay.
So-and-so's going bad, and I gotta do this to pay.
If it's a coworker, they know what your health benefits
are. You don't know about everybody's health care. Your mothers and aunts and uncles and all this stuff you're chipping in. You're doing a nice thing.
Okay.
I would make up a medical situation. That way everybody would feel bad for me. Maybe give me a little extra money towards my aunt's fake illness.
You can't even say that without laughing, you monster.
I don't know.
All right, let me ask this question. Power ranking real quick, because we got more Facebook messages coming in talking about the merits of a traditional Christmas season job at like the mall or a department store versus the gig economy, Uber, Instacart, stuff like that. Power ranking real quick.
Right.
The most embarrassing to the least embarrassing, in your opinion, because you said some of these jobs are embarrassing. Waiter, waitress, working retail like a store like Target or JCPenney. Uber, Instacart delivery. 1, 2, 3 with the most embarrassing. Where does it come down?
Waiter, waitress, I don't find that embarrassing, really.
Okay, so that's 3.
All right. Uber, again, cool job.
Right, two.
What was the first one?
Working at JCPenney, your Target?
Retail's tough.
No, that's
I would put retail as the embarrassing one.
Okay. Okay.
Because if you're there... You're doing a job nobody else wants to do and in that store. And if I see you doing that, I know your power ranking with inside that department.
You're such a bad person. You're such a bad person.
Well, how would you rank them? Good guy.
Well, I don't think any of them are embarrassing, but if we had to go based on... I got spit on!
Hat full of spittle at the sports department.
I would say...
Spit boy.
I would be, if you're asking me which one would bother me the most, I would say that the waiter waitress would bother me the most because not only am I working, I'm like serving you.
Yeah, but you're
working hard too.
Yeah.
But you're in the hospitality business.
I get it, but let's say dick like you comes in, you don't know that I work at like Red Robin, and you come down and you got me for a table. I know you're going to be a smug dick. Hey, tell me about
you. Oh, boy. Fry boy.
I don't want that.
Fry boy.
I don't want that.
Well, what if you had so let's say you're in a restaurant business, but you're not, but you have a lower end job.
Like a busboy?
Busboy, dishwasher.
I'd rather, you wouldn't know, I guess.
Bar back.
Washing dishes would be the ideal situation.
Yeah.
No, but I know it.
Seen.
I can hide. Oh.
Wash boy. Let me see the wash boy. There's a stain on my plate.
Request a peek.
I want to read this Facebook message before we move on here. Anthony writes, we were asking, you know, what's better, the gig economy or the... He writes, with the set hours, while the set hours of the retail job sucks, you can also slack off and get paid working for someone else. If you slack off delivering food or groceries, your rating gets hit and you get no more work. That's
no
really
hustle,
true.
No eat.
I mean, that's just it, man. Right. You can go find a quiet spot somewhere maybe and still tick, 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 tick,
and
tick.
I'm good at that.
You can't take a dump, work in Uber, and get paid for it.
Yeah.
And Uber...
Boss makes a dollar, I make a dime. That's why I poop on company time.
Write that down.
Sorry, Kimmy.
I was just going to say, I think Uber could be more embarrassing depending on what you drive and how tidy your car is. Because it's giving somebody a glimpse into how you're doing. You know what I mean?
Yeah, you're right.
Why get all your holiday decorations delivered through Instacart? Because maybe you only bought two wreaths, but you have 12 windows. Or maybe your toddler got very eager with the advent calendar. Or maybe the inflatable snowman didn't make it through the snowstorm. Or maybe the twinkle lights aren't twinkling. Whatever the reason, this season, Instacart's here for hosts and their whole holiday haul. Get decorations from the Home Depot, CVS, and more through Instacart and enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
For the past three seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a fourth season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Tommy, they say when it rains, it pours.
Oh, it sure does, buddy.
And things keep going from bad to worse for this guy who lives in the city of Rochester. What makes it worse for him,
Yeah. The
first thing, totally his fault. Can't argue that. And even though he had nothing to do with the second thing he was involved in,
Yeah. Well,
you wouldn't have been involved in the second situation if it weren't for the really stupid first thing you did.
So it set up the second one.
Oh, boy, did it.
Okay.
You're hanging out in the break room, Rochester's Classic Rock, 96.5 WCMF. Tommy, this story starts with some jackassing.
All right, what happened?
Just after 6 o'clock last night, story on 10 NBC says that an ATV driver in the city of Rochester was trying to perform a wheelie in the area of North Clinton when he fell off the ATV and hurt himself.
You got to practice some wheelies.
I was trying to practice.
I was the wheelie master of my neighborhood.
Not on ATV, weren't you, bitch?
No, but I could Schwinn wheelie.
The good news.
Good news.
The injury is non-life-threatening. All
right, but embarrassing.
You got it. The bad news, however.
So he fell off the motorized vehicle.
Yeah. Yep, off the ATV trying to do a wheelie.
So what happened right after that?
Well, he needed an ambulance.
Okay.
All right. So, quick sidebar, by the way. Do you think there was an audience for him practicing?
Oh, you know there. You don't do a wheelie for nobody.
Yeah, well, you could have just been practicing. I hope there was not an audience.
Well, he needs more practice.
Look, the physical pain you'd be in there is bad enough.
You never go out alone, I feel like, on those things. Like, you're always with a group.
Yeah. Okay. You got a crew.
Yeah.
Think about, like, your whole neighborhood watching you eat it.
Bro. That's going to be the talk of the winter.
Especially when you go, watch this.
Yes.
And like the other thing, too, is I can't even put an age on this. We don't have an age for the guy who got hurt. Mm. He could be 15. He could be 40.
Yeah.
Anywhere in between.
Mm-hmm.
Anyways, the ATV driver was put in the back of the ambulance after he fell off trying to do a wheelie, and they headed to Strong. And that's when
things got worse.
Yes. The ambulance was involved in a car accident on the way to the hospital.
How unlucky.
Oh, my God. The doubleheader.
More good news.
What?
There were no injuries from the ambulance accident. Mm. However, the victim had to be put into a second ambulance.
Man, two rides.
And then taken to Strong. Mm. By the way, do you get banged twice for that? I'm being serious.
No.
Insurance?
Well, it's not your fault it got into an accident.
Yeah.
But it's not your fault if you, like, get stabbed and have to get in an ambulance. They bang you for that.
Okay.
Anyway, no updates on the condition of the ATV wheelie victim. I'll ask you this question.
Yeah.
And there was no arguing that he would not have been in any of this predicament.
So true.
Had he not fallen off the ATV trying to do a wheelie. That being said.
Yeah.
Do you feel bad for this guy?
Yes.
Why?
Because he's been just completely shamed in the neighborhood. Mm-hmm. Because you're not cool. You try to execute something cool,
and
it failed miserably.
Okay.
To the point where you had to go to the hospital.
Even if you've done it 100 times and nailed it, it only takes that one embarrassing fall.
You know Evel Knievel?
Yeah.
You only remember his accident.
This is true, but he also made millions of dollars doing that.
Yeah.
Right, but you only remember when he wiped out.
Okay, all right. I mean, look, his really stupid move set in motion this whole unfortunate series of events. So why would there be any reason to feel bad for him? He did this to himself.
I know, but every guy wants to be cool. Every guy, when you get a cool vehicle, you want to do something cool with it in front of other people, mostly your buddies and friends and girls.
See, I feel like you're unique here. And the phone number is 252-WCMF, 252-9263, that you have sympathy for this man.
Yeah, because think if that was one of your buddies.
You wouldn't feel bad for me if I was trying to do a wheelie on a seat. I can't even finish this sentence without you with a
There would be jokes for decades.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
With the exception of Tommy Mulay, the general rule of thumb seems to be if you get hurt doing something dumb, no one will feel sorry for you.
True.
Your spouse won't. Your kids won't. Bless you. All the people at urgent care and the hospital won't.
Mm-hmm.
And you're probably going to get along the way a reminder, you probably shouldn't have done that thing that you're now aware you shouldn't have done.
Yeah, you'll run into that guy multiple times.
And yeah, they're right, but now I need medical attention, and I've already learned this lesson, right?
By the way, you also effed up your bike.
Yeah.
That thing probably got wrecked, too.
Yeah. Why is it socially acceptable to openly mock guys who hurt themselves doing stupid stuff? Because it is.
Yes, because it is funny.
But no one will defend them, which is strange, because haven't every 95% of the population have hurt themselves doing something dumb? Like, we all have experience doing
scars
this.
Scars to prove it.
Yes, but the second somebody else does, you go, oh, yeah, that's what you get. What you get. I mean, what person hasn't been in that spot before?
Every man has. Every man has.
Yeah, I mean, hell, you got stuck in a tree doing something your wife told you not to do.
It's true.
And got caught once your wife had to rest.
But luckily, none of us were there to witness it. Yes. We only heard about it, and that's the difference.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you're right.
You know? I was King Skid, King Wheelie, always delivered.
Aren't you still
King? I was money.
Aren't you still King Skid?
Major King Skid.
Kid Skid? I would try that again.
I can King Skid anytime
King
Skid, I want.
You're King Skid now? You're going to make fun of my mouth about where we're going? Look what came back around. Time to pay the fiddler, whore.
Yeah, because your buddy, let's say you hear about the story later on, it's harder to make fun of when you weren't there to witness it.
Yeah, you're right.
Like, you still might come up with some nicknames, but not as fun.
What I would have given to see you standing on that branch like a sparrow.
Yeah, I'm sure you would. Too late.
252 WCMF. We're talking about this man in the city of Rochester. We don't have an age. However, last night police say he was trying to do a wheelie on his ATV in the area of North Clinton when he fell off and hurt himself. Non-life-threatening injuries, but he needed an ambulance. So the ambulance shows up. They take him to Strong. On the way, the ambulance gets in an accident. He had to be put into a separate ambulance. Oh. Again, no injuries from the ambulance accident. But this man, in pain, two ambulances, two accidents, one of which was his fault, but the second one was set into motion because of what he did. And I feel like this specific story is actually worse for this guy because of what he hurt himself doing.
Yeah.
Because folks hate those dirt bikes and ATVs right
now. Oh, yeah. It's a menace all summer.
And for good reason, right? Like, it is scary when you're on the road with them. They're very
loud. You can't
see
them. It's illegal.
You can't see them. I can't see them.
Bro, you can't.
It's illegal.
It's illegal.
Says man who rolls through stop signs and red lights.
After hours. Okay.
The fact that he hurt himself doing what he did, I know, is bringing a special kind of joy to a certain population listening to the show right now.
Oh, yeah.
And that is what actually makes me feel bad for this guy.
Yeah. Yeah. Because you're now the example.
Yes. And, like, it is weird, too. Like, again, it's just, it's time and place. Because I feel like if this had happened in, like, my neighborhood in Henrietta, because I see those things, there's dirt bikes and ATVs in my neighborhood.
But you also got, like, country to ride them in.
Bro, they're riding them in the street.
Oh.
They're out in the street. It's illegal. It's against the law. Like, people would run over and make sure that person's okay. Are you okay?
Oh, yeah.
God, North Clinton, get him out of here.
There'd be a special walk for you and stuff.
But make sure you remember that you will get no sympathy for hurting yourself when your wife or your girlfriend or whoever's yelling at you, instead of rushing to your side, the next time you're bleeding thanks to a really stupid thing that you did.
Yeah, you're going
to
get a finger in your face.
Do you get back on the ATV after this?
If you're cool. You gotta get back.
No, you just called the guy an idiot. You said he embarrassed himself.
You gotta
the whole
do it again. Do it again. Come on, do it again.
Do you want him to do it again for his sake?
Oh, yes, I do.
No, or for your sake?
Always for my sake. I'm a selfish person.
Okay.
And so if this idiot is in a neighborhood, come on, man. You had a bad luck.
You'd encourage him?
Not encourage. Not. Yeah. You know what? I would be positive. I want to see you do it again.
252 WCMF. Let's talk to Josh. Hey, Josh, how are you, buddy?
I'm doing all right. How are you guys doing?
Good, Josh. What do you got?
Just about the whole ATV situation. You know, I'm kind of new to riding. I've wrecked a couple times, but I wasn't, like, I was just on a regular motorcycle. I've got friends that go out and ride illegally, and they do stupid stuff, and they get hurt. You feel a little bad, but at the same time, it's like, dude, you know you were doing something stupid. Come on now.
All right, Josh, let me ask you a question. All right, let's say you find out...
Josh sounds cool. Hey, guys, the wheels are not cool. You know, the girls don't really dig it.
Bro, that's what you get from sucking the fumes. It's not Josh's fault.
Right, that's all right.
Josh, let me ask you a question. You find out a buddy of yours doing a wheelie, falls off his ATV, breaks his arm. When you see him for the first time, is the first comment concern for his well-being, or is the first comment about what an idiot he was for trying to do what he was doing?
Oh, it's absolutely a dig. Like, oh, hey, you need a hand with something, buddy? Like,
take that!
Then
And he's at the urinal.
Then you make sure he's doing all right.
That makes you a bad person, yeah. Josh.
You're bad, Josh.
Josh, because you just admitted did it to yourself, too. You've been in this spot before.
Yeah, I crashed because I left my kickstand down. Like,
oh, my God. That is the...
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah, I wasn't trying to do tricks. I was just being... Yeah, I just didn't pay attention enough.
No, is that more embarrassing,
yes,
though?
Yes, because you haven't even graduated to tricks yet.
Yes.
It really did suck. I just finished putting that bike together and then wrecked it for the second time. So I'm still hearing it.
Maybe motorcycles ain't for you.
And I have also been hearing that a lot too.
Kickstand, Josh.
Josh, how long you been riding for, buddy?
Not long enough.
I've been messing around with bikes since 2020, but I started riding middle of last year.
We get serious.
But with money, I just didn't have a reliable bike all the time, so it was just whenever you can practice, you got to do it.
Sure.
And that bike just didn't have a safety feature on it to stop it from moving when the kickstand was down. And
that's
heading
usually
on
the driver.
Lake Road,
yeah,
heading on to, well, most bikes now, if you try to put it in gear, it'll shut off with the kickstand down. But this one
dead man
doesn't
switch.
Have that. Yeah, pretty much. So I was heading home on Lake Road, and I tried to take a left-hand, like a left-hand bend around a corner, and the bike wouldn't lean. It just stayed upright, and I went right off the road.
Okay.
Destroyed it. It sucked. But yeah, everyone's always like making fun of me, but at the end of the day, they'll still make sure I'm all right.
Well, that's great, Josh. That's a sign of a true friendship. Yeah. Yes.
My mom says I'm handsome.
Josh, thanks for the call, buddy. Stop sucking those fumes.
Thanks. Yeah, nice. Have a good day.
Nice. Nice.
Could you imagine if you saw that?
No.
Oh, God.
The bike just keeps going straight.
Oh,
I wouldn't even know what to do.
It's one of those scary situations where I would be concerned for his well-being, but I would be laughing so hard I couldn't help him.
Like, once you knew they were okay, it'd be hard not to, like, laugh every time you thought of it.
No, my biggest fear is that I'm laughing while I just watched him die.
Oh, yeah.
Like,
yes.
If he hits, like, a tree, I still...
But he went out with a laugh.
Big exciting news for American fans of this band.
Oh, okay.
Not only are they back together, but we're going to have a chance, at least according to rumors, to see them here stateside. But with all of the, what's the word I'm looking for, excitement that has come with their European shows, I mean, I knew they were big here. I didn't think they were like sellout arenas and stadiums in 10 seconds big here.
But they did?
Well, no, we don't know yet.
Oh.
You're hanging out in the break room. It's just Classic Rock 96.5 WCMF. We know that after years of staying away from each other because of infighting and sibling rivalry, Oasis is back together. So sad away. See?
Yeah,
pretty
great.
Much the same. So they're going on tour again in England and Ireland.
Mm.
And the shows sold out in seconds.
But that makes sense of who they are in their history.
Okay. Word on the street. Because there were U.S. fans that were very upset that the only way they were going to get to see this reunion tour was to have to travel to Europe to buy tickets. Fear no more.
Okay.
Rumor is circulating that not only will they be doing a U.S. tour after they're done with Europe, that those dates will be released on Friday. And for those who don't know, the Oasis reunion tour, which no one thought would ever happen, seeing as how the Gallagher brothers despise each other.
Yeah.
Are back together after 15 years gone, and again, the tickets are selling for unbelievably, like, Taylor Swift numbers.
Really?
Okay.
But that's mostly in just England and Ireland.
Ireland, yes. Yeah. That's the only places they've done
this.
Yeah, but they're like,
Yeah.
Are they going to get that much excitement in the States?
I can't imagine.
Because
they don't have this, they don't have a history. I mean, look.
They were around for a short period of time, but they put out a lot of hits.
But they were from, like, a working class area. Everybody related to them in England and Ireland.
Yeah.
Why would that transfer over here?
When they were putting out music, they were big here.
Did you not hear the song a second ago?
It's very good.
So sad again.
All you gotta do is tilt your head back.
You tilt your head back and you yell, and you are Oasis.
I can't imagine.
It's hard to tell.
They don't have the same history here.
Look, that album that they put out, what was it? What's a Story, Morning Glory? Was like was massive. Massive at the time, and it had like five hits off it. And I remember like I was coming of age at that time.
That is so far back.
But there are other bands that have had one massive album and broken up where the two... I can't figure out if, like, they were to play Highmark Stadium, if they would sell that out in 5 minutes. Or
you're
if
talking,
that,
like, putting, like, 50 and 60,000 people?
Yeah, because they're playing those
they
kinds of venues.
They can't have that kind of juice. I get over there.
Okay.
They show up for a soccer ball, for God's sakes, or a cricket match. Jesus Christ, they had a boxing match over there on, what was it, Saturday night? They had 100,000 people for two guys I'd never heard of.
They're the two of the best heavyweight fighters in the world.
Yeah, who cares, man? It's boxing.
If you're watching,
this ain't the 70s.
The live stream, I'm sorry you saw the J.O. hand motion. I'm sorry. Look, you're going to sound really stupid if they come and release these dates.
But you know how Europe shows up for weird crap?
Because I could see it going
crap?
That way.
What does Europe show up for that's weird?
Everything.
Give me an example.
Rugby. They have rugby stadiums.
Yeah.
You can't get a bar fight going with rugby.
Now that you said this, and you're always wrong about everything.
Hasselhoff is a big hit over there.
He is.
Jerry Lewis.
Jerry Lewis is a big hit here. Was a big hit till he died.
Bro, he was considered a genius over there.
Okay. You love Jerry Lewis.
I do, but I'm an idiot.
So you're saying that if they do a stadium tour, Oasis in the U.S., let's say they do 12 dates, major American cities, by the time the show rolls around, there will be tickets selling for under face value on the secondary market.
I can't see it selling out. Where would the enthusiasm come from nationwide?
Oasis fans?
Yeah,
I don't know.
I mean,
I don't know anybody being in this business for 30 years.
Yeah, but you're old.
Yeah, but that would make me the one that was there when they were a hit.
I mean, he's right. I mean,
I would think it would be more Gen X.
You were on the bus.
Gen X, elder millennials, this is their thing.
Yeah, which was everybody on the Wheeze show that wasn't Wheeze.
But to her point, I mean, those Gen Xers now, they're the last.
Yeah, don't count them out.
They're the last generation that has like legitimate disposable income, and they're perfect age to use it right now.
Yeah.
So you're thinking them old farts and fat asses are going to show up?
I don't know.
Because y'all fat.
What
y'all
I
diabetic.
What
you're going to show up in your crypto and plug-in cars for your goddamn show.
Wait, I thought crypto and plug-in cars were a Gen Z thing.
It spreads.
It's spreading to the Gen X. Gotcha. Yeah. So it's Nirvana and plug-in cars.
Yeah.
Just making sure we're on the same page. 252 WCMF. Rumors are that Oasis, after announcing their European dates for their reunion tour, 15 years back together, having not played a show, will be announcing U.S. dates come Friday. And, all right, it's official. Now that you said it won't work, it's going to work.
I could see them coming to, like, Darien Lake or CMAQ.
They're bigger than that.
And not even filling up the show.
That's just a
I could see them only doing like a few shows here, and it would be in bigger venues.
New York, Boston, LA, Hollywood.
Sunset Strip.
Dip. No, maybe they're an arena band.
Yeah.
Maybe they do 15,000 to 20,000 seat spots.
So you're talking about like a hockey barn of some sort.
Are you having a stroke?
No, I'm not.
Talk about you doing a hockey.
By the way, there'll be many strokes at that show.
They're not that old.
No.
Bro, their biggest hit was in 96.
Can you check how old the Gallagher brothers are? But they were young when that happened. I thought they were like...
They ain't young now. Matter of fact, I haven't even seen a recent picture of these
Neither
dudes,
have I, now that you
which is telling you how badly they've aged. I'm guessing most working class guys from Manchester don't age well.
No, but here's the thing about English people. Once you hit 30, you look the same until you die.
No, then you turn into your grandmother when you're Zeppelin.
No, you look like your grandmother at 30. Like, British people do not age well.
They don't start out well.
Winston Churchill at the beginning of World War II, 19 years old.
I didn't know.
One of them
that.
Is 52. Ooh. I don't know which is which.
That's a 52 Manchester.
52 and 58.
Manchester 52?
Yeah. Bro, I mean, it's like a busted ass city.
Anybody is going to talk about looking terrible as getting old. Like, first
I'm
of all,
old. I was supposed to look
you're
terrible.
You're older than them, and you're going to take age shots.
Yes.
Okay.
Watch me. Are you going to go?
I mean, I don't.
You don't care.
Love Oasis. That's I like saying. Oasis.
Yeah, they're okay.
But I got a buddy of mine who's British who is obsessed with Oasis.
He don't count.
And no, but I'm saying if he asked me to go with him, I would go just to watch him watch the band.
But that doesn't mean you're a fan. You want to go mock your British buddy?
No, I don't want to mock him.
Doing all Brit stuff.
I would enjoy being at the show.
Yeah.
I just
there's stuff
I
to sing along to.
Yeah, I wouldn't spend $500 a ticket.
You heard
$500? He can keep them.
That's what I just said.
I agree with you. I was just saying.
Well, if they're $500, that means people want them.
Yes.
So.
No, yeah, I mean, I would go. I would pay face value for a ticket. Like, in
you're
going
to pay $500 to sit in a half-empty C-Mac.
Big exciting news for American fans of this band.
Oh, okay.
Not only are they back together, but we're going to have a chance, at least according to rumors, to see them here stateside. But with all of the, what's the word I'm looking for, excitement that has come with their European shows, I mean, I knew they were big here. I didn't think they were like sellout arenas and stadiums in 10 seconds big here.
So, but they did?
Well, no, we don't know yet.
Oh.
You're hanging out in the break room. It's just Classic Rock 96.5 WCMF. We know that after years of staying away from each other because of infighting and sibling rivalry, Oasis is back together. So sad away. See?
Yeah,
it's pretty
great.
Much the same. So they're going on tour again in England and Ireland.
Mm.
And the shows sold out in seconds.
But that makes sense
yeah.
of who they are in their history.
Okay. Word on the street Because there were U.S. fans that were very upset that the only way they were going to get to see this reunion tour was to have to travel to Europe to buy tickets. Fear no more.
Okay.
Rumor is circulating that not only will they be doing a U.S. tour after they're done with Europe, that those dates will be released on Friday. And for those who don't know, the Oasis reunion tour, which no one thought would ever happen, seeing as how the Gallagher brothers despise each other.
Yeah.
Are back together after 15 years gone, and again, the tickets are selling for unbelievably, like, Taylor Swift numbers.
Really? Okay. But that's mostly in just England and Ireland.
Yes, that's the only places they've done.
Yeah,
but they're like,
Yeah.
Are they going to get that much excitement in the States?
I can't imagine.
Because
they don't have this. They don't have a history. I mean, look.
They were around for a short period of time, but they put out a lot of hits.
But they were from like a working class area. Everybody related to them in England and Ireland.
Yeah.
Why would that transfer over here?
When they were putting out music, they were big here.
Did you not hear the song a second ago?
It's very good.
So sad and can't
All you gotta do is tilt your head back.
You tilt your head back and you yell, and you are Oasis.
I can't imagine.
It's hard to tell.
They don't have the same history here.
Look, that album that they put out, what was it? What's a Story, Morning Glory? Was like was massive at the time, and it had like five hits off it. And I remember like I was coming of age at that time.
So far back.
But there are other bands that have had one massive album and broken up where the two... I can't figure out if like they were to play Highmark Stadium, if they would sell that out in 5 minutes.
You're talking like putting 50 and 60,000 people?
Yeah, because they're playing those kinds of venues.
They can't have that kind of juice. I get over there.
Okay.
They show up for a soccer ball, for God's sakes, or a cricket match. Jesus Christ, they had a boxing match over there on... What was it, Saturday night? They had 100,000 people for two guys I'd never heard of.
They're the two of the best heavyweight fighters in the world.
Yeah, who cares, man? It's boxing.
If you're watching
this ain't the 70s.
The live stream, I'm sorry you saw the J.O. hand motion. I'm sorry. Like, you're going to sound really stupid if they come and release these dates.
But you know how Europe shows up for weird crap?
Because I could see it going
crap?
That way.
What does Europe show up for that's weird?
Everything.
Give me an example.
Rugby. They have rugby stadiums.
Yeah.
You can't get a bar fight going with rugby.
Now that you said this, and you're always wrong about everything.
Hasselhoff is a big hit over there.
He is.
Jerry Lewis.
Jerry Lewis is a big hit here. Was a big hit till he died.
Bro, he was considered a genius over there.
Okay. You love Jerry Lewis.
I do, but I'm an idiot.
So you're saying that if they do a stadium tour, Oasis in the U.S., let's say they do 12 dates, major American cities, by the time the show rolls around, there will be tickets selling for under face value secondary market.
I can't see it selling out. Where would the enthusiasm come from nationwide?
Oasis fans?
I don't know anybody being in this business for 30 years.
Yeah, but you're old.
Yeah, but that would make me the one that was there when they were a hit.
I mean, he's right. I mean,
I would think it would be more Gen X.
You were on the bus.
Gen X, elder millennials, this is their thing.
Which was everybody on the Wheeze show that wasn't Wheeze.
But to her point, I mean, those Gen Xers now, they're the last.
Yeah, don't count them out.
They're the last generation that has like legitimate disposable income, and they're perfect age to use it right now.
Yeah.
So you're thinking them old farts and fat asses are going to show up?
I don't know.
Because y'all fat.
What
y'all
I
diabetic.
What
you're going to show up in your crypto and... plug-in cars for your goddamn show.
Wait, I thought crypto and plug-in cars were a Gen Z thing.
It spreads.
It's spreading to the Gen X. Areas, gotcha. Yeah. So it's Nirvana and plug-in cars.
Yeah.
Just making sure we're on the same page. 252 WCMF. Rumors are that Oasis, after announcing their European dates for their reunion tour, 15 years back together, having not played a show, will be announcing U.S. dates come Friday. And, all right, it's official. Now that you said it won't work, it's going to work.
I could see them coming to, like, Darien Lake or CMAQ.
They're bigger than that.
And not even filling up the show.
That's just a
I could see them only doing like a few shows here, and it would be in bigger venues.
New York, Boston, LA, Hollywood.
Sunset Strip.
Dip. No, maybe they're an arena band.
Yeah.
Maybe they do 15,000 to 20,000 seats.
So you're talking about like a hockey barn of some sort.
Are you having a stroke?
No, I'm not.
Talk about you doing a hockey.
By the way, there'll be many strokes at that show.
They're not that old.
No.
Bro, their biggest hit was in 96.
Can you check how old the Gallagher brothers are? But they were young when that happened. I thought they were like...
They ain't young now. Matter of fact, I haven't even seen a recent picture of these
Neither
dudes,
have I, now that you
which is
up.
Telling you how badly they've aged. I'm guessing most working class guys from Manchester don't age well.
No, but here's the thing about English people. Once you hit 30, you look the same until you die.
No, then you turn into your grandmother when you're Zeppelin.
No, you look like your grandmother at 30. Like, British people do not age well.
They don't start out well.
Winston Churchill at the beginning of World War II, 19 years old.
I didn't know.
One of them
that.
Is 52. Ooh. I don't know which is which.
That's a 52 Manchester.
52 and 58.
Manchester 52?
Yeah. Bro, I mean, it's like a busted ass city.
Anybody is going to talk about looking terrible as getting old. Like, first
I'm
of all,
old. I was supposed to look
you're
terrible.
You're older than them, and you're going to take age shots?
Yes.
Okay.
Watch me. Are you going to go?
I mean, I don't.
You don't care.
Love Oasis. That's I like saying. Oasis.
Yeah, they're okay.
But I got a buddy of mine who's British who is obsessed with Oasis.
He don't count.
And no, but I'm saying if he asked me to go with him, I would go just to watch him watch the band.
But that doesn't mean you're a fan. You want to go mock your British buddy?
No, I don't want to mock him.
Doing old Brit stuff.
I would enjoy being at the show.
Yeah,
I just
there's stuff
I
to sing along to.
Yeah, I wouldn't spend $500 a ticket.
You
heard
$500? He can keep them.
That's what I just said.
I agree with you. I was just saying.
Well, if they're $500, that means people want them.
Yes.
So.
No, yeah, I mean, I would go. I would pay face value for a ticket. Like, in
you're
going
to pay $500 to sit in a half-empty C-Mac.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.